low temperatures in the early spring on almonds. How much damage did it do? I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Franz Niederholzer is a farm advisor, Orchard Systems, for UCNR Cooperative Extension in Colusa County.
There's quite a bit of loss in Sacramento Valley. Depends upon the location, but, you know, big parts of Colusa County, or significant parts of Colusa County and Tehama County, the west side got hit hard. Sutter County, Sutter Yuba, around Yuba City, Marysville, there's some blocks that were hit really hard. I don't spend a lot of time on the east side, Butte County, Durham, Chico. I don't know how bad it was there. It was cold, but that area, those growers know frost. Many of them have high volume, high flow impact sprinklers just for this kind of thing. So I don't know. I don't think it was quite as bad there, but I don't really know.
Now, the last big frost that really hurt the almond industry is back in 2018. It was widespread damage throughout the Sacramento and the San Joaquin Valley.
Well, it was colder. I think it's worse. It was worse in a lot of places, really low numbers.
Niederholzer also said he saw a lot of damage in prunes in his area.
In the prunes that were in green bud, and that's off the chart as far as vulnerability, according to UC numbers. So it was tough.
That was Franz Niederholzer. He's a UC Cooperative Extension Farm Advisor, Orchard Systems in Colusa County. Big freezes like this can hurt almond yields, and we won't know the numbers until later. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.